Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanante.
Hi, this is Mike Passanante, and welcome back to the Hospital Finance Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Christy Morris. Christy is the Director of Revenue Integrity Services here at Bessler Consulting, and she's joined us to talk about the topic, how much revenue is your charge master costing you? Christy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Christy, let's jump right in. How do you even begin to tackle the task of maintaining an accurate charge master?
Well, the first step is identifying a team of individuals that are responsible for approving all the additions, deletions, and revisions to your provider's charge master. This would be a group of individuals, of course, with thorough knowledge regarding CPTs, HCPCS, and rev codes. But in addition, they also need a deeper knowledge into the department processes, and they need access to resources such as online systems and coding books. The second step is prioritization. Many years of neglect can create a mountain of issues that will need to be addressed, and prioritization is a key. My suggestion is that supplies be the number one focus. This is normally a quick win for the organization. Now, once that has been addressed, then move to your more commonly and correctly charged service lines, such as your cardiac cath lab, your EP lab, specials, neuro, oncology, and even your infusion clinics. Now, be patient, because this will take time. It took years for your charge master to become a mess, so expect for it to take at least several months to clean it up correctly.
Christy, in the first step you mentioned a minute ago, you suggested that a process is needed for additions and deletions to the charge master. How would you suggest going about creating this process?
Well, a thorough assessment of the current processes needs to be completed first. Now, once that's completed, then identify what's working well and then what steps need some adjustments. My recommendation is that this process takes place completely electronically. It's easier to keep track of. Now, whether that be an Excel spreadsheet that is emailed to a server box, in process forms that are maintained on a drive, or a more sophisticated process of a charge master platform that is built to electronically maintain approvals and deletions for future compliance audits, either process works fine. The main key is that you make sure you have access to all previously submitted requests and a way to track all approvals, additions, and deletions for your organization's charge master.
Why is it important to track charge master requests?
Your organization's charge master is one of the most influential contributors to their overall success. Aside from the fact that these processes are needed for audits, it just makes good business sense. Although we as leaders attempt to complete due diligence in hiring the right individuals, sometimes we do make mistakes. Whether it be an individual trying to get their friend or family member a reduced price on a procedure at their provider's expense, or a careless employee that just doesn't pay attention and enters the wrong information in your system, they both have a definite impact on your organization's overall performance.
What about smaller organizations that do not have the human capital to make a separate department to oversee their charge master? How do they manage that process?
Well, that's a great question. And it applies to not only small providers, but also larger providers that are stretched to the max on human capital. It is not a necessity to have an individual or a group of individuals whose only task are charge master functions. We live in a world of multitasking, and the charge master function can be added into an individual's daily task as long as it's executed properly. The key is that you have a clear separation of duties when it comes to your charge master processes. For an example, the person making the request should not be the same person that approves, keys to entry, or audits the daily charge master revision report. These functions need to be separate and distinct from each other, not only to eliminate potential unethical behavior, but to serve as a quality check. The size of the organization should not be used as an excuse for not having a solid process for charge master maintenance. Lack of a formal process could cost your organization thousands of dollars. Previous research has shown that a yearly review of your organization's charge master has shown to create at least six figures of additional revenue.
Christy, how much time, in your opinion, should be dedicated to maintaining an organization's charge master?
Well, that's a twofold question. If you are just beginning this process, be prepared to dedicate 100% to the project for the cleanup and creation of process flow. Reports will need to be built and tested. Permission controls across the organization will need to be reviewed and more than likely revised to decrease the number of individuals with edit access. Daily monitoring, numerous meetings, creations of policies and procedures, and education will need to be, take place. Now, education will not only be a one-way communication. It will be a two-way communication with your charge master staff being educated on procedures that are performed at your provider. Review of physician dictation practices, and a review of the processes regarding what images are captured and maintained in the medical record. This is very crucial. Make sure you understand the image requirements for codes, especially in your vascular labs and your obstetric areas.
Christy, can you talk about some of the areas that are commonly overlooked when maintaining a charge master?
Yes. Strategic pricing and appropriate yearly increases by far are the most common. Organizations should have a consistent process for how pricing is determined, all the way from your supplies to your lucrative OR procedures. And they need to be reviewed yearly to ensure that they're still in line with the industry costs. Consider your staffing wages, your price to acquire supplies, and your maintenance of the areas. Algorithms are the most commonly used process. An important aspect of setting pricing is that your organization needs to be able to speak to how they apply the pricing strategy. This is especially important if your organization is ever scrutinized publicly on their pricing strategy. Now, in addition, the ongoing review of pricing is a must. A solid process and review will also help your CFO in determining what procedures or service lines your organization may want to add or remove.
Christy, is there outside training available for individuals tasked with charge master functions?
Yes. There's various organizations that offer webinars, articles, and books on charge master changes throughout the year. I would suggest that an organization invest in sending at least 1 to 2 individuals to a seminar or workshop that focuses on the yearly CPT updates, your final rule updates, and appropriate use of revenue codes and modifiers. This is vital to their individual success and industry growth.
Christy, any closing comments for our audience on this topic?
Yes. Creating a process for charge master maintenance can be a daunting task. Plan for how you would like to address it, seek out experts in the arena to assist, and then be prepared to make adjustments in the beginning. Policies and procedures are key to consistency. They are time-consuming to create, but well worth it from the consistency standpoint. Don't just expect all impacted team members to be enthusiastic about jumping on board. Change is very hard in the beginning. Be consistent with your message on why it's important to the organization's overall success and own the process. I promise you, your organization will thank you for years to come. And one final important note is to not forget about updating and maintenance of your clinical modules. If you charge through a clinical module, then you must ensure it mirrors your current charge master and then implement a schedule for ongoing maintenance for your clinical modules. It doesn't make a difference if your charge master is completely correct if your clinical modules are not accurate. So don't forget that important note.
Christy, that's some great advice. And for those who are listening, we'll have some additional information that can be downloaded on this topic on our website at Bessler.com. Just look for the revenue integrity page. Christy, thanks so much for stopping by and helping us understand more about the charge master today.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Visit Bessler.com/RI for additional resources related to today's episode and other helpful information about revenue integrity. That's Bessler.com/RI.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler Consulting.